Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The cast of Union Street Players' production of The Little Mermaid joins us on today's program, including Caitlin Collins, Michael Howland, Danny Rivas, Jim Palmer, and Brad Rosenboom. They discuss their upcoming run of shows starting this Tuesday through December 9th at the Pella Community Center. Let our listeners know what it means to be playing and being a part of such a classic tale and bringing it to life here on the stage.
The show was groundbreaking when it hit as far as a movie go. Little Mermaid changed Disney. So to see just high quality animation and high quality songs transform the way Disney told stories, it was incredible, you know. And so to be a part of that, to be a part of, you know, sharing that on stage is really exciting. And then just to see the vision of Union Street unfold and all these costumes come to life, it's a joy to be a part of.
What's it like to be a part of a classic role like this? And how do you, you know, kind of make it your own, so to speak, when you go up on stage?
Disney kind of lays the guidelines for how that happens, but there's facial expressions, there's interaction. The storyline is fantastic in that it brings a lot of different things to light. The grass is always greener, the seaweed's always greener. It's good to reach for the stars or chase your dreams. Friends can bail you out of some tough situations, so there's a lot of underlying stories within the story itself. So it's a fun play to do, but certainly it's been done well in the past, so you try to live up to what's been done, and I think we've captured it. Caitlin is a fantastic singer and just the ideal Little Mermaid, and Prince Eric does his job too and has that majestic role. So I think we've done a pretty good job of casting, and the costuming has been amazing. I'm just amazed every time I see somebody don their costume. It's like, wow. But that process has been actually going on for close to 6 months now.
And for the two of you, we've talked a little bit about the roles. What's it like for you to be a part of this show and to be a part of the character that you are?
It's been a challenge because, like Michael was saying, you've seen the movie and you see who King Triton was, and then you've seen the show. So it's just you're trying to live up to that same expectation, but at the same time, you need to bring yourself, which Triton has 7 daughters. I have 5 children of my own, so it's using the dad voice a lot.
I would say it's pretty surreal because this is a dream of mine when I was 8. I actually performed one of the songs in a talent show. And so, like, I always dreamed of having lead role, and now it's here. So it's kind of been difficult to, live up to that character that we've always watched and we loved in those Disney movies. But all in all, it's awesome to experience, you know, a fairy tale. Like, how many people get to experience a fairy tale and, like, feel it? Like, acting is not acting emotions, it's feeling emotions. So it's just really cool to live out a fairy tale.
Why should audiences come to support this show and to come see your version and take of The Little Mermaid?
I think one of the neatest things about this is there's a lot of girl power in this show. I mean, obviously you've got the heroine Ariel, but what makes this cast unique is we've got some females taking on some traditionally male roles. You know, we've got Scuttle being played by a female, Flounder being played by a female, and both the eels, Flotsam and Jetsam. And so, and they're all just owning these characters in a magnificent way. You know, not to belittle our males are fantastic as well. You know, we've got a great crew on the ship, and our chefs in the famous Les Poissons scene, and we've just got such a great cast. But come see, you know, a unique take on those 4 characters specifically. I think you'll really enjoy that.
The casting is, Michael had mentioned, you know, Michael comes from Norwalk every night to practice. Caitlin comes from Knoxville. Our Ursula comes from Albia. So we've drawn on a lot of talent from a lot of different areas, and it's just kind of amazing to see it all come together and see this pool of talent and, you know, just manifest itself into this production. But yeah, people don't understand what goes into a production like this. A 2.5-hour production or 2-hour production has actually been in the works with USP for about 6 months or so. And in the last 2 months, we've been practicing every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and we build our sets on Wednesdays. So for me, I generally do sets, but for me, I've been here Monday through Friday for several weeks now. So it takes quite a bit of work, and it's a it's a passion that many theater people have, but it's a fun experience, and live theater is nothing like the movies.
along with what Michael and Jim said, the sets and the costumes are reason too to come in and just sit down and enjoy it and just be awed by all the different colors, costumes, seahorses, sea turtles, I mean, everything.
The musical to itself, like, it just takes it to such a different level from the movie. Like, you have so much more dialogue and songs and character development that happens that you don't see in the movie. So I think the audience is really going to enjoy getting to see a deeper side of these characters.
Yeah, and I would agree with Sebastian. I think the music alone is amazing. I think it's the best part of the show. And the music just, yeah, it really, like, delves deep into each character. And the quartets are amazing. And I just really have a fun time doing it. And I think we all do. And it just, it'll make the audience, like, want to cry at the end of the show because the music is so amazing.
I've had a wonderful journey these past few months, getting to work with such an amazing cast and crew. We've become a really tight-knit family, and I'm so excited to get to share our hard work with the community. Be sure to buy your tickets now at www.unionstreetplayers.com and come join us for a night of family-friendly fun.
The performance dates of Disney's The Little Mermaid by Union Street Players are November 27th and 30th, and December 6th and 7th at 7 p.m., and December 1st, 2nd, 8th, and 9th at 2 p.m. in the Pella Community Center. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.